It is our Cyclone Insider, all brought to you by Legends in Marshalltown. On the line, voice of the Cyclones, John Walters, and close it out February with a big win last night in Hilton. Didn't light the scoreboard on fire, but boy, got the job done defensively. Iowa State 58-45, as Iowa State just continues to be a real load to handle, I guess you could say, inside their home floor. It's been really tough for opposing teams this year, John.
Yeah, 17-0 at home for Iowa State this season. And, you know, when TJ took the job and didn't have a lot of offensive talent, Iowa State won a lot of games just like last night, right? You know, I mean, they had, that's how they won in his first 2 years. And even though this team does have a lot more offensive weapons, and we've seen it throughout the season where a lot of different guys can score on a given night, it's good to know that Iowa State can still win a rock fight, and they did. They won a rock fight last night. But, you know, to beat Oklahoma by 13, regardless of if it's, you know, if it's 88-75 or 58-45, it's still a great win. Oklahoma have been playing well. They're certainly going to probably be in the NCAA tournament. So a really good win for Iowa State, and their defense is still their identity, no matter whether they're good on offense now or not.
Yeah, and Iowa State has three games remaining on the schedule, and they're three games against teams that, you know, UCF beat Kansas, BYU just beat Kansas. Kansas State has been up and down, but they played well on their home floor. So, I mean, these are three really good tests to see if you can come out as number one in the regular season in the Big 12.
Yeah, that's what's great about the league. You don't ever get that just throwaway game that's just a nothing game, you know, and so you're right, all three of these teams actually have beaten Kansas that Iowa State's getting ready to play. And you know, it all starts with UCF, and that's kind of the element of the unknown. Iowa State's never played down there. You know, it's a brand new team to the league. They play really good defense, and they have a couple of 6'11 type post players that they'll play together sometimes, so they really protect the lane. And that could be another rock fight. I mean, that could easily be a 58-45 game. That wouldn't shock me at all. And so, you know, got to go do whatever it takes to win, whether it's an ugly defensive battle or maybe you do get hot shooting some jumpers, whatever the case may be. I think that's the beauty of this Iowa State team, is they are able to win a lot of different ways. They aren't completely dependent on winning the same exact way every single night. And so, it's been a really fun season, and hopefully it can just keep marching on with March right around the corner.
Football news to talk about, too, because they ended up promoting from within for that offensive coordinator opening.
Yeah, it hasn't been officially announced, I guess, by the university, but I think as long as that reporting from Adam Rittenberg is accurate, and I have no reason to think it is not, then I'm super excited. Really like Taylor Mouser. He's very beloved within the walls of that facility. He is the players, even the former players that come back, they always want to see Miles. They want to work out with him. He's a guy that came with Matt Campbell from Toledo. Now, he is young to be an offensive coordinator, but so was Nate Chielhaus when he got the job last year, and he did a terrific job. And Nate's cut from the same cloth, really quality person, great recruiter. And I think, you know, obviously losing Nate's a big deal. Not going to downplay that. He's a terrific offensive mind, great person, great recruiter. They're going to miss him. But Taylor is kind of cut from that same cloth, and I think he'll do very well in that position. And so I love the fact that Matt Campbell always looks within first, because they groom people to be ready for these positions. And a lot of times they are, and they do very well once promoted.
Yeah, that is for sure. Iowa State men's basketball coming up on Saturday at 3 o'clock at UCF. Enjoy the trip to Florida, John.
I don't know how I couldn't. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.